Deus in auditorium meum intende.
Domine ad adiuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Caeli Deus sanctissime, qui lucidum centrum poli, cantore pingis in eo, augens decori lumina. Quarto die qui flammea, solis rotam constituens, lunae ministras ordini, vagos recursus siderum, ut noctipus velumini, diremptionis terminum, primordis et mensium, signum dares notissimum, illumina cor hominum, absterge sordes mensium, resolve culpae vinculum, everte moles criminum, presta pater piissime, patrique compar unice, cum spiritu paraclito, regnans per omnes saeculum. Amen. Those who sow in tears will reap in joy. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, "What marvels the Lord worked for them! What marvels the Lord worked for us! Indeed we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land." Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Those who sow in tears will reap in joy. May the Lord build our house and guard our city. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest. You who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing, the fruit of the womb. Indeed the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. May the Lord build our house and guard our city. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way, the primacy is His. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of His beloved Son. Through Him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In Him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through Him, all were created for Him. He is before all else that is. In Him everything continues in being. It is He who is head of the body, the church, He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be His in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in Him, and by means of Him to reconcile everything in His person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of His cross. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way, the primacy is His. A reading from St. Paul's Epistle to the Philippians. Work with anxious concern to achieve your salvation. It is God who, in His goodwill toward you, begets in you any measure of desire or achievement. In everything you do, act without grumbling or arguing. Prove yourselves innocent and straightforward, children of God without reproach. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. I make my prayer for mercy. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. The one who obeys God's law and teaches others to do so will be great in the kingdom of heaven. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has looked with favor on His lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The one who obeys God's law and teaches others to do so will be great in the kingdom of heaven. Father of all holiness, you gave us Christ as the shepherd of our souls. Stay with your shepherds and the flock entrusted to them, and do not leave this flock without the loving care of its shepherd. Do not leave your shepherds without an obedient flock to follow them. Teach Christians to help the weak with a loving care, and in serving them to serve your Son. Gather into your church those who do not yet believe, and help them to build it up by good deeds done for love of you. Help us to turn to you for forgiveness, and as you forgive us, reconcile us also with your church. May the dead pass from this world to eternal life, to be with you forever. May your kingdom come, that justice may reign. Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum. Adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that schooled through Lenten observance and nourished by your word, through holy restraint, we may be devoted to you with all our heart and be ever united in prayer, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen. Hail to thee, Queen of the Heavens. Hail thee, Lady, ruler of angels. Long live the root and the portal, whereby earthly light is risen. Rejoice, maiden, great in glory, over others bright and lovely. Farewell, O foremost in beauty, and for us may Christ, hear your pleading.